listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, alongside Wayne Fritz. Wayne.
Hey, Bruce, how are you today?
Doing well, better than I deserve, and all that good stuff.
I'll tell you, all praise goes to God. Man, he's good all the time.
Indeed. Good all the time. So,
I got something I got to throw out real fast.
Do it.
Listen, CNN hadn't even heard about this yet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's really something that's happened in my personal life.
Okay.
And I am 3 weeks ago, drove down to San Antonio. A friend of mine and her husband were having a grand opening for their business. And they invited me. Now, she's not with the company I was for forever. Matter of fact, and it's not her fault. She's a very good Christian lady. I mean, and they're just great people. And unless you understand that, you just don't get it. So I went down there and beautiful new office. They had two hogs, you know, that were cooked and to serve. You couldn't eat all the food. And the president of the company of who she went with was there, of course, too, because it's his products, his company's products. And I know this guy forever. And in the industry I'm in, it's kind of small. You know, everybody knows everybody. But I got a picture taken with him somehow or another. And somebody put it on Facebook. And then I started getting calls. My son started getting phone calls. A couple other people that I know well, at least that I know well and called and told me got phone calls or texts. Did he go with that company, you know? And I went to support a friend.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. I don't care what she's doing. If she's a good person, a friend is a friend is a friend is a friend.
Oh.
So it's rumors. Well, I like rumors because you can get a lot of lessons out of them. So I talked to the president of the company that I worked for all those years. And the owner of the company, and I made a video, and they just sent it out a little bit ago, and it talks about rumors. It just puts it, you know, the best way to do things is, Barney Fife always said it, you know, you got to nip it in the bud.
A lead from the front. So what did your video say?
Well, it said, howdy, everybody, and I just want to thank you for paying attention a little bit here. It's the family. And I just want you to know that I went to San Antonio to support a friend and her husband, who I think are wonderful Christian people. And matter of fact, I don't think it, I know it.
There you go.
But I said, I got my picture taken with the president of a competitor. And I said, then rumors started flying that I was with that. Am I with that competitor? I never mentioned the names.
Right.
And I said, now, let me just go ahead and let everybody know an answer to that question. It's not no, it's heck no.
All right.
But that's my business if it were true, because I'm also a coach and I earn money with that. So I'll coach anybody.
Right.
So you have to understand that. But no, I'm not with that company.
But you're not on the payroll of the other company anyway, right?
No, I don't. But still, you know, they get nervous. I mean, right. People follow you and things.
You went to the dark side, huh?
I went to the dark side. So I said that. So rumors start. And I just wanted to say something about rumors that I learned. I said, you know, when you're involved in a rumor, that means that there's a lot of people out there wanting to stir somebody's Kool-Aid instead of their own.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to just mention here is I want you to all stir your own Kool-Aid. We're in a month. This is our best month in the business, push month. And you can't be thinking about other stuff or looking at other things and making rumors, doing that stuff. Focus. If you'll just put 2 hours a day for the rest of March, 2 hours a day. And I made this video a couple days ago. So just 2 hours a day for the rest of the month. I don't care if you're doing phone calls or you're doing the 3-foot rule. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Or you're cutting salads, or you're setting up a booth and exhibit. What, 2 hours every day, prospect, for the rest of March. And I'll promise you this, you'll have the best month you've ever had. And plus, you'll be booked up and you'll have the best up April you've ever had. It'll follow, it's automatic, because you see, booking is the most important. Nowhere in our training, nowhere in our training of being successful does it say, let's start a rumor.
Right.
So I just want to wish everybody a good month, and I thank everybody. We'll see y'all later. That was it. Just a real simple deal, but I covered it up what the most important thing in life is. And the 3 foot rule, that's what I taught when I went to South Texas last weekend and 3 different dealerships. And I got paid for all that, but I want you to know. But, you know, if you have skills, you can earn money from them. That's what it's all about. And if you're a doctor, you earn money. If you're a psychologist and you do a consulting, a counseling business, you earn, you know, enough money to put a little bread on the table, maybe some bacon and beans. So right. I know all about you and New Ham Radio every now and then. So, but anyway, it's the 3 foot rule, because people, everybody in our business, well, everybody in business, they want people. They got to get people in their store, or they've got to get people, they got to get their product or themselves in front of people. Otherwise, an old boy on Cincinnati television one time said his name was Cash, K-A-S-H, and they had a big store, and it just sold everything. It was kind of like the early days of Nebraska Furniture Market, or whatever that is. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
The big, big, got everything in the world inside. And it was called Cash's Bargain Barn. And yep. His wife, Pearl, was sit there playing an upright piano while he was doing the commercial. Come on down to Cash's Bargain Barn. We got everything you need. And he was in bib overalls. And at the end of his commercial, he'd say, now, let me tell y'all something. Cash don't sell. Cash don't eat. So come on down to Cash's Bargain Barn and get your deal. We all have to get in front of people. And we get bored figuring out how to do it, because it's the hardest door for a salesperson to get out of is their own door. That's the hardest door to get through.
Right.
It's not the prospect's door. It's our door.
Absolutely.
We keep ourselves shut in. So I got this 3 foot rule. Anybody within 3 foot, talk to them. You know, it's like when you put it together and you make it science so anybody can learn it. Let me ask you a question, Bruce. I just see you here in line. We're getting groceries. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever eat?
Here you go. Of course. Yes.
Hey, listen, I work with a company that we give away dinners, and they've given me 10 of them to give away this week, and I've given away 7, and I've got 3 left to give away. If there's to give you one, would y'all eat it?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, there is a catch, and I'm sure you want to know what the catch is, don't you?
Yes.
Now, see, I ask a question. All I'm doing is asking questions. I say, now, the catch is that you'd have to be home and I'd have to be there at the same time so I could prepare your meal fresh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got Wednesday or Friday open. Which of those would be best for you?
All right. I'll have to take a look at the book.
Now, that's this Friday or Wednesday. You don't know what you have yet?
I think Friday might work.
Okay, would afternoon or evening be better?
Evening.
Okay, would say 6 or 6:30?
6:30.
Okay, I'll be there at 6:30. I'll bring your meal all fresh. And you don't have to do anything. We'll even do the cleaning up. And then we'll just leave. We'll leave you a couple of brochures if you're interested, okay?
No obligation to buy anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. There isn't. Yeah, you're obligated to spend $50,000. Is that okay with you? No, Bruce, you're obligated. You might have to tell a little fib when you fill out this survey, but you're obligated to tell a little fib and tell me you like my food.
Oh.
You like the food that I live. That's all. There's no money obligation whatsoever.
I can do that.
Don't even think about it. Go put your wallet in the safe, okay?
There you go.
Just have an appetite. The only thing I want you to have is an appetite.
Excellent.
But that's all there is. That's a 3 foot rule. And you know, I'll tell you how you can do that. And I've started making a habit of this. Go to the grocery store. And we all go to the grocery store.
And we all got to eat.
Yeah, we all go eat. I did it last night at dinner. I've got a good friend. She had a birthday, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. So, but if you're there, you know, that cashier person, that's what they do. They stand there. Now they don't even have to ring it up. You know, they just scan it. You go beep, beep, beep. Sometimes I have to rub something and scan it. But that's all they do. And then there's another cart full behind you and one full behind them in that line. And that's what that cashier is going to do for 8 hours.
Right.
Deep, 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 deep. And, you know, that's, I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to do that. But it's a job that needs to be done because I don't want to go do my own checkout because they don't pay me.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, next time you have to go to the grocery store, I'm serious as a heart attack. Look at that man or woman, whoever is ringing your groceries up, and look at their name badge. And get them, if it's got a name on it, that's what you want to call them. But if it says trainee, call them, hey, Mr. Trainee or Miss Trainee, you know, and laugh. But let me ask you a question. And I mean, it'll get their attention. Can I ask you a question? And then look them dead in the eye, because they'll stop. Because they'll think you're going to complain or you're going to ask where something is or same old, same old. But Bruce, let me ask you a question. Has anybody today told you how awesome you are?
Oh, not yet.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You are. I mean, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, Bruce, you're a psychologist. You know what that would do to somebody.
Right.
You could change. You don't know what you're going to do, but you could change their whole day. You could change. You don't know what they're going to go home to. You could change when they go home, how they feel about something. I mean, you don't know, but you're not going to get slapped.
Right.
You could actually make a difference in someone's life. And I have yet to fail when I've asked that question to get a positive, unbelievable response.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And so we had this waitress last night. And she's got a 4-month, you know, I interview everybody.
I know. I've been there.
I qualify them. I'm interviewing them. I'm just, because that's my nature. And I got a habit of doing it. But I asked her, you know, I said, I live way up north, but we came way down here to Mansfield to this restaurant because you're so good. And so I asked her name, and her name was Brooke. And I said, so where do you live right close to here? She said, no, I drive in 45 minutes. I said, wow, you got to drive every time. I said, where is it you live? She said, I live in, she hesitated a minute, but she said, I live in Hazlet. I said, holy cow, yeah, you got a little bit of a drive. And then she said, yeah, and I got I got a 4-month-old daughter. I said, man, you got 2 full-time jobs. You know, so I'm talking to her, I'm interviewing. And then I told her, because she brought me a drink, and I just made her, I said, this is just, has anybody today told you how awesome you are? You know, and she was taken aback. And then we were fixing to pray. And I asked her, I said, let me ask you a question, Brooke. We're fixing to say a prayer and give thanks. Is there anything we could pray for you about?
Nice.
You don't know what, you know, don't be afraid.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be afraid to ask somebody something. She said, yes. Please pray for me to be patient and to have good health. I said, you got it. And Greg led the prayer, and I reminded him, now, Greg, don't forget Brooke. He said, oh, yeah, Brooke. And then he put it right in the prayer. I mean, Bruce, everybody listening, go give your, you know, in 21 days, you can either make a bad habit or you can make a good habit. You can change a bad habit into a good one, too. It takes 21 days. Mm-hmm. Do it every day. But go out there and do that at the grocery store, the bank. You know, you go to the hospital to visit a friend. Listen, I tell you, go to the airport. I was in the airport the other day and I went into the bathroom and, you know, there's an old boy in there cleaning toilets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you like to go in a bathroom when the toilet's full of caca?
No.
You know, it's all over the floor. There's somebody that cleans all that stuff up. Yeah. This guy, man, I'll tell you what, I don't know what these airports would be like if it wasn't for folks like you. You run everything here. You make everything exciting, and you make everything, you make everybody feel good when they're in here. But those people don't ever hear anything like that.
They don't.
Go out of your way to appreciate people. John Maxwell says, we need to show value. Your people are valuable. They're valuable. And we want to make sure that we're conveying that to them. In the Bible, it says, cast your bread upon the water and it'll return tenfold. I'll tell you, you do this little exercise. You give it a try. And you do that between now and next Monday. And if you're back on this show, send us a note. It not only might change that person's day, but you know who else it might change the day of? That's right, you. It's you'll get more than they will.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that little personal deal real close because it's the 3-foot rule is fun to have. You know, let me ask you a question, sir. Are you making all the money you'd like to make?
No.
That's a, you know, I always used to say that me and John Rockefeller had something in common. Right. We both wanted more. And now Elon Musk, me and old Elon, did I tell you that his mother and my mother were both mothers? Yeah, they were. They went to different schools together, and he and I have something in common. We both want more.
Nice.
So, you know, when you say, well, are you making all the money you'd like to make? That's an entry into bringing them and showing them an opportunity.
Right. Right.
So it's the 3-foot rule. And sometimes people call it the elevator rule because you don't have very long to do, you know, in between floors. Right. But you just want to have fun with this stuff. And if you're having fun, it's not work.
Right. Right.
But the real message that I got out of it was the effect you can have on people when you tell them that they're valuable. I don't care if you're talking to the president of a bank. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're talking to an attorney, a doctor, you know, somebody that might be uppity or really highly educated, or as W would say, highly edumacated.
Right.
Exactly. Tell them how valuable they are, and you can make their day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, if you tell, I'm always told, I'm sorry, Bruce, I get on a tangent.
No, do it, do it.
But, you know, to the audience, you know, in sales, they taught us that in communication, when I was in communication class, they taught us that we should communicate at a third grade level. Good communication is done at a third grade level. Now, that's goofy. But that means that everybody can understand it. Third graders and doctors. Now, if you speak in a doctor's language, third graders can't understand it. That level of thinking can't understand it. So you got to speak. That's the level that they've come up with that you should make sense with. Third grade level. Then everyone can understand it. So it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's what makes life exciting. It's not the product that we sell. It's not. When we're doing coaching, you know, we always, you know, when we took that class, when I took that class, it was, I love the questions because you drill deeper and deeper and deeper. But you know, in some of that drilling deeper and asking, all you're doing is asking questions.
Right.
You're not giving any advice. You know, maybe you'll set up a schedule and a challenge or something that they can try, but you're not a doctor. As a coach, I'm not a doctor. So I can only ask questions and then let them figure it out. Put them on a maybe accountability program, you know, that I can help them be accountable, but that's it. It's their program. But, you know, you want to be able to also let them know they're valuable. You know, you've got a couple kids, a couple boys, young men, and doing great. But, you know, there were times that you had to set them down and do some sort of discipline in their lives, whether it's some kind of a father-son talk. And like W.C. Fields said to his little daughter at the table, don't tell me I don't love you. I'll knock you upside the head. But we have to discipline our children. But if that's all we do, that's not a fulfilled child. We also want to, cut that off here. We also want to praise them. Mm-hmm. I believe praise in public, criticize in private.
Right.
And so we always want to make them know that they're valuable. Even our children, our spouse, our significant other.
Absolutely.
It all is in the same realm of making people valuable.
Yeah, and you know,
understand that they are.
I always go through these cycles where I got to do that, and I have to do that more often. I'll be good for a few days, and then I'll slip back and not do that extra step in cruise control. I think when I was working in prison, I would certainly treat people with respect. You know,
yeah,
certainly give them my time. Certainly. Treat them with a lot of respect, you know. And so, and even here with some of the criminal justice people, I still see people that are on parole, on probation, yep. State probation, federal probation, state parole from several states. And so it's, you know, I'm always acknowledging their strengths, you know, because acknowledging the negative isn't going to help them stay crime free. You know, I mean, yeah, you gotta be mindful of that and learn from that. But in order to stay in society, and what I always say, no more victims, right? That's my mantra over here. No more victims. And we want to keep with that. You have to inspire or inspire, but you know, use positive elements for these folks. And so, yeah, I think that this is all real good. And I'm always in a hurry. It seems like at the store, man, I'm not talking to anybody at the store, man. I'm getting in there. I'm focused on getting out. You know, and I get out. I'm not mean to anybody at the store, right? But I'm not trying to. And so, anyway. So back in the day, I was more like you. Hey everybody, and stuff like that. But it seems like I need to get back to that. You know what I mean? And kind of enjoy the folks around me. And like you said, you never know whose day you're going to brighten up, or even brighten up my own day for whatever reason. And
I believe that if people do that, it'll brighten up their own day.
Yeah.
I speak personally about that. It'll just brighten, especially if you develop a habit of doing it.
Yeah.
If you develop a habit of doing it.
On my ham radio hobby, I'll say, hey, it's N5BWC Dallas. And Wayne comes back and says, Wayne's November 8th. Charlie Whiskey Zulu. I'm like, hey, and I'll go to this computer thing called QRZ.com. And most everybody that has a ham license is on there, right? This guy has a picture of his radio room, and he has a picture of his dog or whatever. And I'll take the time and say, man, I really like that dog or that tower that you have. Tell me about that one piece of equipment. Now I'm not gaslighting. I really want to know, you know, But I'll also try to make sure I find something really good about that guy's station. Wow, looks like you took a lot of time rearranging that. Wow, you know, why? So that was really good. And so there's guys on there, you know, that are believers and have scripture on there. And then the other night I heard they had a little, almost like a little Bible study network going on 80 meters. So heard these guys, and it's really cool because at night it's like shortwave radio, so I can talk to you as easy as I can talk to a guy in Nebraska all night long because it's shortwave. You know what I mean?
That, and it's clear, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. And not as clear as you'd like, but
yeah.
And so it's kind of fun that you're using the same amount of power, but you could be talking Louisiana, Baton Rouge, New Mexico, Nebraska, mm-hmm. Kansas. I have a real strong north-south line on my, the way this antenna is. It is beautiful on north-south, you know, and particularly north. And man, I'm knocking everybody out. Not knocking them out, but I mean,
wall-to-wall, treetop tall.
Treetop tall, there you go.
Yeah, wall-to-wall, treetop tall.
So, so we had a good time. And so anyway, but that's always, encouraging people and then I'll get off it, but I need to encourage young people to get into that hobby. Cause you're in trouble when I'm in my 60s and I'm still the second or third youngest guy in the room, you know? So.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
On a serious note about that hobby that you have, more people should get into it.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what's coming up.
Well, I think once you get your new retail space open, you do some demonstrations. I'll set up a piece of PVC pipe. You know, I have these PVC pipes that I can fold in my car, stick them together, 20-foot wire antenna, and I could do a demonstration right there at your store.
Cool.
And we can it's kind of funny because it's as I told you earlier, some more of these doomsday preppers are getting involved in the hobby because you still want to be able to communicate, you know.
That's what I'm getting at. You better believe it.
And so now they make these military grade boxes, Wayne, with lithium batteries, and you know you charge them. But man, once you take that out into the field, it's good for like 20, 30 hours. It has the 110s and that. I mean, you can operate a lot of stuff. And there's no generator. It's just running off this lithium battery. It's just as quiet as can be because there's no.
Yeah, there's no engine.
Yeah, there's no engine. And so a lot of these lithium ion batteries are getting better and better and better and holding more and more amps of charge for longer and longer period of time. I think there's going to be an interesting little intersection there between water and some other stuff.
I absolutely agree.
You know, it's just, I don't know. What can I say? So, It'll be kind of fun. I think, you know, I'm glad you bring that up to acknowledge people around you. And you just never, you never know, you know, what kind of conversation you'll strike up.
Well, I mean, you know, even in our own family, you know, it's just try this stuff and see the reaction. Do it for a reaction. I'm not saying that to you, Bruce, I'm saying that to our audience. But do it to see what the reaction is. I mean, this is called Coach's Corner. And so my advice on coaching this week is try it. And then if you do it once, then see if you want to make a commitment to make a habit. It takes 21 days to make a habit, good one or a bad one. So this is a good one. But 21 days, make a way to do it every day for 21 days. And it could be as serious. Now, this is going way a different direction. But that person may be at the end of their rope.
Oh, yeah.
And just what you said about value, just what you say about awesomeness and your appreciation could bring them back from an edge of anything.
Yeah.
I mean, And that's what we're put on earth to do. You know, we're supposed to help widows and orphans.
Yeah.
And there's a message there. That's a metaphor, but it's a message that we're supposed to help people. And you don't have to help them by giving them money.
No. Not at all. I had a client earlier today and a coaching client thinking he was going to need a therapist. And So I gave him, I said, well, let me still be your coach. And then, but through the coaching, you know, he thought, well, I need a therapist because he said, a friend of mine wouldn't return my calls. It was very upsetting. I'm not happy with my present job. And I didn't know if I was going to go, you know, get into this education program. And sure enough, some of those things turned around and then he felt way less anxious, you know? You know, it's amazing how the environment, right, can really add stress, man. And some people can go from fairly normal to parasuicidal, you know, real quick, you know, if two or three things, important things stack up on them and there's no resolution in the immediate future, it can get overwhelming. Right. Yep. So giving people that encouragement may be just the thing they needed that day, not to go down a bad rabbit hole, you know?
If we do that more often, everybody, we'd all be better. We'd all, every one of us would just be a little bit better.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of it's common sense, but we get busy. You get busy. I get busy. All God's children get busy. And sometimes we forget to keep the main thing the main thing.
Indeed.
So. I'm just so blessed. I tell you what, Bruce, I'm loving everything. I'm also a babysitter, and my son brought his 11-year-old basset hound over.
Oh, wow.
This morning, and I'm going to have her till next Monday. And she's a big baby, and she's walking in here crying to me now, as soon as we're done with the show, I got to get her outside. I take her out about every hour and a half now, because she's older,
right?
But she still is just a lover. I mean, the big old stinky basset hound, I don't care if you wash her every hour, she's still a hound
dog. They hold a lot in the ears, man. It's hard.
I got medicine always for her ears to dry them out. I got and her underneath her arm or leg pits, and she can get chafed so easily. But man, she's my son. She's the lover. Go on. That's Bruce, and that's all of our crap. You're going. Go on. Now she'll waddle off to her bed. Go on. She's great. Since she's trained, she'll go to her bed. She won't be happy about it, but she'll go there.
It's fine, but. Well, that's good that your dog's sitting and helping your son out.
He's doing real well too. He's up 150% in February over last year.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. I just love hearing that.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Doing well.
He's in the air right now, headed for New York City.
Oh, that's where he's going, New York?
Yep.
Okay.
He'll be up there around New York and New Jersey till next Monday.
Some sort of a training thing or just?
Oh, yeah, he's working, man. He gets off the plane and he hits the road running into a training class. So,
well, that's good, man.
Yep. So,
are you glad that he followed in your footsteps?
Well, you know, he's way better than I ever could have been. He's good. He's good. Yeah, sure, it makes me feel good because we can talk about stuff. You know, we have a lot in common, and as took him a long time, but I'm probably a real good mentor for him. He understands that. So right. He'll call me and vent and lay it on me, and, you know, I'll walk him through some of it. So, and he respects that. I'm glad he did.
Yeah. Is he going to get some heat up there for you going over to the dark side?
Oh no, but he's one of them that got a phone call from somebody that said, hey, did your dad go to the dark side? And he said, no.
Did go to the dark side?
Yep. Like,
no. You know, I'll say, and I had a discussion with my son who's somewhat, he's getting into coaching and recovery coaching and those things, we've seen him on the show here. And so I've told him, and this is what I did. You know, when I opened up my practice years and years ago, boy, particularly the ladies in private practice, you could see their nails grow. And I'd show up to these meetings and I'd say, hey, man, you know, look, I'm still with the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I'm just seeing a couple of clients at night, just preparing for my retirement. You know, I'm not here, you know, setting up some sort of a, you know, 100 therapist shop. It's just me seeing some folks in the evenings, just here, part of the community, see if I can help out, you know, if any of y'all have some case, you know, some tough cases or you might refer, you know, to a male coach or a therapist and, hey, I'm here for you, man, you know, and, okay, you know, and my story checked out, you know, I was part-time, I was what it was, and so in the recovery coaching business, it's a real small kind of a click business. As big as it is, it's real small, and you know who associates with who and whatever else. And so I've been telling my son, I said, you want to be an independent contractor? Hey, I might take a case from Wayne. I might take a case from Wayne's competitor down the street. You know, I may take another case from another guy, you know, who's, so I'm just speaking of Monty Python, you know, bring out your dead. You know what I mean? that's what, yeah. The last house on the street. And I always wanted to be that, you know, and it's good. And what it does is, man, it just takes the pressure off everybody. Cool. Like, you know, your competitors are now your colleagues. Now they've gone from competitor to colleague. They don't feel defensive. You know, I'm not trying to encroach on your space. You know what I mean? And honestly, yeah, I'll just say that. I mean, obviously, the way this is formed out, I'm kind of a specialist, and the folks I see don't necessarily fit in everybody's wheelhouse per se. So, but anyway, right? I'm not a threat, you know, this and that and the other. And so then when you get successful, then you get hated on for being successful. Well, it must be nice. You're so lucky. I worked for this. I worked my ass off for this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see this gray hair? It wasn't from laying in the sun, right? I mean, I worked my ass off for years and years and years. And man, and some of these kids, man, I'd say, hey, hold on a minute. You're looking at 30 plus years of grinding, you know, of, I want to say hustle, but grinding, working.
Hustling is a good word. I mean, in a good way, you hustle.
Can be, yeah. It's good hustle.
You got off your seat and on your feet.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, that type of hustle. You know, oh man, must be nice to be you. Whoa, what, no, what do you mean? Must be nice. Well, you know, man, no, I don't know. Tell me about it.
I try to tell the young people that there's a lot of things you have to do that you don't get paid for before you get paid for a lot of things you don't do.
Say that again. That's deep, man.
But it is true. It's the truth. I mean, that's when you're talking about experience. You know, a guy charges, charges $100 an hour. Man, what? You're not worth that. No, it's not right. It's everything behind me that's worth that. Everything right. That I bring from my life. In life, we have to do a lot of things we don't get paid for.
Right.
Before we get paid for a lot of things we don't do.
Right.
That is so true.
Man, I love that.
That's where that experience comes from.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. I had a neighbor, and he's still a friend. Him and his wife, and his name was Al, and he ran the paint division out here at Generous Motors in Arlington.
Right.
Al had a habit when he'd talk, he'd do this. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Bruce.
Yeah.
And one time we were out to dinner and he said, Wayne, you ever see a real pretty woman and you just kind of your mouth drops and you're married and everything, but you just go, holy mackerel. Mm-hmm. And of course, I think everybody has. And so I said, yes. He said, well, just remember this. There's somebody out there that's had just about enough of her crap. And then he said, then he did that lip thing again. He said, you know what that is, Wayne? And I said, what? I said, that's wisdom.
Oh, wow.
Well, but you know, think about it. That's where wisdom, yeah. You don't have that wisdom when you're in your 20s and even your 30s. You know, you don't have that wisdom.
No.
And people, I'm finding in my, I got a call from the manufacturer, the president of the Ryan. Remember Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
He called me last week one evening. And he wants to fly me up there April 11th for 3 days. And he wants me to sit down with his engineers, the whole engineering department, and talk about the history of Salad Master and do a lot of old pot and pan tests that we used to do. Iodine tests. I can't go through them all here, but we used to do a lot of tests, visual aids.
Right.
And pictures worth a thousand words, so to speak. And so when you're doing a visual aid in a presentation, it speaks way louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants his engineers to understand the value of what the product is from the field. And it's a very good idea, but they're going to pay me handsomely for that. Because before I worked for them, when I was retired before, I did consulting with them, and I had a daily rate. And that was 5 years ago. And he said, whatever your daily rate is now, we'll pay it.
Mm.
And it's more than it was. It's nice. I'll be able to go get, I'll be able to buy enough iced tea for me and you both for a week.
Let's go.
Yeah. Plus I'll be wine and dine and hotel and all that. So it'd be nice.
It'd be nice, man.
But that's what experience brings.
Yeah, man. I'm holding out with my iPhone, Wayne. I got the 12 Pro. I'm waiting for you to get the 15 when it comes out. So I'm teasing. Wayne's my
I'll show source. You my check. And then
my source for hand-me-down electronics, man. The watch is doing great, by the way.
Doing the good things and you learn your trade, you really study it. You become a student of whatever you're doing. Psychology. Counseling, coaching. When you become a student of it, and then you build a clientele, you're valuable.
Right.
I mean, you actually are. John Maxwell. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. You know, he does a minute with Maxwell every day,
mm-hmm.
and it's so wonderful. You should Google it and go on there and have it in your email. And they're very positive. And he said the other day, he said, what was it? Chaos? He said, a real leader can walk in where there's chaos and calm the water.
Yep.
He said, you ever get chaotic? You know, things aren't going. You got to step back and get peace, mm-hmm. and bring peace. And it's just all this kind of stuff that we, it's in us. It's in every one of us.
And the Chinese symbol for crisis is like challenge and opportunity.
Yes. So, yes. Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, chaos can be the same way, and go in there and really reshape and reshift and reform things when you have that chaos, because sometimes it's easier, right? So even a block of ice gets cold faster when the water was boiling hot. In the tray, all the atoms were, you know,
yep.
it'll get cold faster. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, man. Like, because all the the heat and the atoms and everything's swirling around there. You put that thing in the freezer and it'll turn to ice. Well,
since it's a radio show that we have, and you and I are together on it today, we don't have a guest. You know, I want to remind our listeners that really when we are coaching and doing it, we do ask questions. But again, it's very important that we have our we got those big ears on.
Yes.
Listening. It's like you have a chaotic, and you would probably with your business of counseling. I bet you get somebody comes in and it is chaotic. Their life, I mean, that's why they're here, or that's why they're in your office. Hey, right. And it you know, you got to do this first so you can formulate something to help them.
Absolutely.
You got to listen. So whenever you ask, in sales, we were taught, whenever you ask a closing question, and this guy that trained it, his name was J. Douglas Edwards. He's long gone. But he sold a business to a guy named Tommy Hopkins, who's still around. Now, he's up there, kind of semi-retired, but best sales trainer I ever saw. But he'd say real quick, he said, now, when you ask a closing question, then he would scream at the top of his lungs, shut up. And that's so true. I mean, when you ask a question, shut up and listen.
Excellent, man. That is a good, that's a good point. So
we ask questions and we listen.
Yep.
A lot can be accomplished just by that. Most of it can be.
Yep. The listening and then good coaches asking good questions, you know.
Yes.
And another foundational piece to all the coaching is asking those good questions and of our clients and then listening and hearing what they have to say. So that's absolutely right. Well, I guess we'll kind of wind her up for this week. Good to check in appreciate that reminder of treating folks golden rule plus one, right? Out there, 3-foot rule. Good stuff with the 3-foot rule as well. So need to practice that next time I'm within 3 feet of somebody. That's not family. yes, sir. So, good times, man. Good times. And look forward to seeing what we have here in the upcoming weeks. And we have some guests coming and a variety of different folks in the pipeline here. So, well, folks, it was another great show today on the LA Talk Radio, our Concierge Coaches Show. Feel free to stop by our social media on Concierge_Coaches on Instagram, our Facebook page, Concierge Coaches Show. And I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And also, this podcast is on the LA Talk Radio site, but also we're on Apple Podcasts, iHeartMedia, Stitcher, and a variety of other podcast aggregates. So we continue to do well by being picked up by these aggregators. So with that, and Wayne, how can folks reach you?
Well, still, it's just, it's real simple. It's Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
Oh, man, love that.
Comments,
all right. Yes, sir. So, all right, everybody. So with that, we'll say have a great week and a blessed and safe week. And we'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everybody. Have a blessed week.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron.